Well, good morning and welcome to all, particularly our guests, for this is indeed the day the Lord has made, so let us rejoice and be glad on this First Communion Sunday, this fourth Sunday of the Easter season. And not only for our children and their families who are making their First Holy Communion Day, but also for those that are going to be confirmed in the Holy Spirit by Bishop Slattery later today at the cathedral. So the Madeleine, we have a two-for-one. Yeah, a twofer today. So it's happening on Harvard. So we are rejoicing in the God's gift to us in many ways. Please know that for our parishioners that we are beginning our parish pastoral planning listening sessions this week. If you've not yet signed up, you have the opportunity in the vestibule, the times and the dates and locations. We're asking people to come to gather, for us to listen, for myself to listen, members of the parish council to listen. Particularly, we're going to structure some questions for the people who come, and we're only asking for maybe about an hour, hour and a half of your time. We're going to base the questions on Matthew Kelly's The Four Signs of a Dynamic Catholic, things such as about prayer, study, the generosity of our time, of our attitude, and evangelization, what we need to be doing here at the Madeleine, what we're doing already, what we can do more of and better. So we have that beginning this week. Please sign up to take part in this in these coming days. Soy peregrino. That's Spanish for I am a pilgrim. This time last year, I was saying that to myself over and over again in preparation for the pilgrimage that I went on in Spain in June, you know, the Way of St. James or the Camino de Santiago. I am a pilgrim. The present tense, taking on that identity of someone who was on pilgrimage. Now, as some of you know, when I arrived in Spain, arrived in Madrid, within the first hour there, I was robbed on the subway. I was pickpocketed. So I had a very quick switch of identity from I am a pilgrim to I am in trouble. I am in a fix. I am alone. And I'm in a country in which I don't really speak the language all that well either. But in that, all that, I still remained a pilgrim. And the pilgrimage continued, and through the intercession of your prayers, I was able by God's grace to complete it. I am, it's a statement of identity in the present tense that has multiple uses. We can say, I am afraid, or I am happy, I am in love, I am brokenhearted, I am young, I am old, or I am ready for my donut. Had a discussion about donuts before with our First Communion children that said, you get cake today. Cake and maybe some donuts. We'll see if we can slip some donuts in there as well. So lots of nods. But remember, Jesus first. And first we pray, then we eat. I am. Statement of identity. Jesus says those words dozens of times in the Gospel of John. Seven of them stand out for special notice. Each one is a statement of identity, such as, I am the bread of life. And that's what we are called to in our Catholic faith. And for those of you who are making your first Holy Communion today, receiving Jesus as the bread of life today. Jesus also says that I am the light of the world. I am the gate for the sheep. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the true vine. And as also we hear him say today, I am the good shepherd. This fourth Sunday of Easter is also known as Good Shepherd Sunday because of the gospel reading at Mass today. And that image of Jesus as the good shepherd is one that's probably very familiar to us. It's very comfortable. It's very safe. And that image we've seen in religious art over and over again of Jesus as the good shepherd. And I think it's no accident. If there's one psalm out of the 150 that we know by heart, it's Psalm 23, the 23rd psalm, which begins with the words, the Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. But as familiar and comfortable and as safe as this image of Jesus as the Good Shepherd is, we must be careful we don't lose sight of what a radical statement this is. The statement of identity. Along with the other six in John's Gospel, each is a statement of the identity of Jesus and ours as well. It goes right to the very heart, the very core of the Christian message. I am. In the original Greek of John's Gospel, it's the words ego ami. And those same words, I am, we hear in the Old Testament as God speaks to reveal that divine identity. Remember Moses? God calls him from the burning bush to lead the people out of slavery in Egypt into the freedom of the land of promise. When Moses asks, and what's your name that I can go tell the people who's sending me? God responds to the words, I am who am. I am is the divine name. So when Jesus says in the gospel, I am, he's saying, I am God. God the Son. God is speaking to you. God who is the bread of life. For in the Eucharist, we receive the very presence of Jesus. God the Son, he himself, not just merely a symbol, but his real presence. And that's why today is such a big deal for you making your first communion today. For God says, I am the bread of life, the light of the world, the gate, the resurrection, the life, the way, the truth, and the life, the true vine, and the good shepherd. For remember, the Christian message is not that Jesus is one inspirational religious reformer, great philosopher, deep thinker, and all-around decent human being among a great many others from which to choose from. That's never been the Christian message. The Christian message is rather that Jesus is God. God the Son, the human face of God, the Word of God made flesh. He is the I am. And Jesus is either that whom he says he is or he is not. It's an either or. It's not a both and. So it's not a watered down Jesus that we encounter in this Good Shepherd Sunday. It's not a watered down Jesus that we receive is Jesus as the bread of life. But Jesus, who is who he is, the I am Jesus. Jesus is the Good Shepherd. In the statement of his divine identity, he does more than care and guide and protect the flock entrusted to him. He does something even more. He dies for them. He lays down his life for them. And that's something that gods just don't do. And this too is part of the radical element of the Christian message. People expected then as well as now for their gods to look out after them, to grant them favors, send them rain at the right time of the year to grow their crops, and not to cause them too much mischief, too much misfortune. They expected that they had to worship their gods, offer sacrifice to the gods, pray to the gods, and so on, in return for such favors. But no one expected God to die for them, so that their sins would be forgiven, the eternal debts canceled out, and so that they could have the chance at eternal life. But that's what the Good Shepherd does when he says, I am. The divine identity in the present tense. And he does so out of love for humanity, not just some kind of generic, all-encompassing love for everybody, but individually for each and every one of us. And for you that are here to make your first Holy Communion, Jesus is saying to you today in a very profound way, I love you. Individually, by name. But not just today, but always. That's why he wants to share with you his very life in the Eucharist. For this good shepherd who is Jesus sees us in our sins, sees us in our imperfections and all that are in our lives and loves us still, not saying that those sins and imperfections are okay, but rather calling us out of them so we can share his life. I know mine and mine know me. They will hear my voice and there will be one flock, one shepherd. And this too is at the core of the Christian message. For if Jesus is the good shepherd, then this statement of divine identity, then this statement also says something about us, our identity. For if Jesus is the good shepherd, then we're the sheep. And you know, that may not be so comfortable and familiar and safe an image. I don't know if you have had much encounter with livestock, but sheep are generally not the sharpest knives in the drawer. Pigs are supposed to be smarter. Both of them don't smell very good, however. The thought of being sheep is perhaps not the highest compliment. In fact, there are some atheists today who use that image of the sheep as a sign of contempt for religious believers. They say only the foolish, the weak, the unintelligent believe in God, those sheep. And the truly enlightened, the strong, are above such superstitions, or so goes the argument. And also that identity as sheep goes against our cultural identity as Americans, that we are individuals who make our own way through life. We chart our own course. We create our own identity. We choose our own reality. But if we're going to say that Jesus is the good shepherd, we're going to have to accept something else. Something different. That in fact, we are sheep. Not that we are unintelligent, that we are weak, or that we are foolish, but rather that we acknowledge that we long to hear the voice of the shepherd. We long for him to lead and guide us. We long for holiness. We long for community. We long for a home. We long for something greater than ourselves. We long for beauty, for truth, for love. We long for an ultimate meaning to our lives, lives that run their course and come to an end all too soon. What it means to be sheep is admitting our own powerlessness and our own limitations. For in saying that Jesus is the good shepherd, we're also saying that we are created to hear, to listen, to follow, and to be one with the good shepherd. It is he who gives us our identity. It is his reality that we accept and to live out of, not our own. It's his life that we live. And this too is the radical message of Christianity. I am the statement of our identity in the present tense. Not only to know the voice of the Good Shepherd, but also his name as well. And his name is Jesus, the one who saves, who is now the cornerstone, the foundation of our lives. For we're not called just to be sheep, we're also called to be beloved sons and daughters. And for you, on your first communion, on this wonderful, happy day, know that from this day forward, particularly in the gift of Jesus in the Eucharist, that he knows your name. He loves you. He wants to share his life with you. So as we approach this altar of grace and sacrifice to become one with him who is the good shepherd and the bread of life, may we recognize and accept his identity and ours as well.